to people with a pair of scissors who are willing to get a cheap shower curtain and make it into something useful. Communities, really meaningful communities, can spring up under the most unlikely circumstances. I feel very close to these people who I've never actually been able to see more than a glimpse of from my car. Experiences like this can bring out the best in people and also create communities, and we're planning to have one big party at a local restaurant as soon as we're all cleared to do so.
I've been talking today with Judy Burke, who is a freelance writer and also has organized a group of people in Northeast Portland to make and distribute protective clothing, both to medical workers and also people who are working with the homeless. I am Suzanne LeGrand, and this is We Are All in This Together for KBOO Community Radio News, 90.7 FM in Portland.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, one of your interim station co-managers. On tonight's News from the Boo, we're going to be featuring an interview that I had today with Aaron Yankee, KBOO's program director. And our interview ran a little bit long, so you'll be able to hear the entire interview on our website, kboo.fm. Just go to our program page for News from the Boo. But what you'll be hearing here tonight is just a clip from that longer interview. So again, here is KBOO's program director, Aaron Yankee.
I got on sabbatical at the beginning of February. February 1st was my last work day.
That's right. And then your original plan was to be on sabbatical. And so that's when Asia Hawthorne stepped in. She's our current interim program director. And then your plan was to be on sabbatical for 3 months.
Yes.
But then something happened. What happened, Aaron?
Well, there's this virus that you told me about it a little, and then suddenly affected every single part of all of our lives, aka Zoom meeting. And that was something who could predict. So as KBOO stepped up to this incredible quick change of working remotely for everyone's safety and health and just trying to figure out what that means, I was just sort of watching like volunteers. And then as we were gearing the volunteers up to produce stuff, I kind of stepped up again, like, Asia didn't sign up for this. No one signed up for this. So I kind of stepped up a little bit to make music programs. But also in doing that, realizing that that our new team is incredible, that Asia's got it, Jenna and Celeste are fantastic leaders, and that they are now in a world that I don't know very well, and also that I am way more burnt out than I had originally felt. Just kind of coming back to this was like, you know, all the feels of like anxiety and whatever. So I have decided to semi-retire, I guess, retire from, or quit, I should say. Quit is the easy, straightforward way to do it. However, I'm not quitting KBOO. I'm still volunteering. I'm still doing the support that I was at this level. But I do feel like the leadership is super spot on. I feel like the work that everyone did while I was on sabbatical is like the first steps into this new world. And who needs like a burnout old lady to be like, we used to do it like this. Well, when we were doing it. And they're like, yeah, grandma, we used to do a lot of things different. And now we don't do them anymore because we meet on Zoom instead of the back room and blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, and I'm being, you know, I'm joking. I don't, you know, but it really.
You just announced a big thing there. So let's unpack that a little bit for our listeners there.
It's a new world. And you need to have the new people. But the old people, as not as in age, but just as in like been around for a long time, it's our job to like step back and like, and support and follow the leadership and where we're going. Like, I don't have the new ideas for the new world. The new people have some great ideas for the new world. So I'm here to help.
For the PC world, I've been calling it. Some people have been saying before COVID and after COVID. I'd like to say pre-COVID and post-COVID. So PC. I know that drives everybody nuts.
Everyone thinks they know that. They're like, Jenna, we have to be.
Try to be PC. Think about this in PC way.
Think about it.
How long have you been our program director?
Since the beginning, I guess January of 2012.
Happy 8-year anniversary.
Thank you.
And so that's quite a while. And so now you're going to be resigning. You haven't resigned yet. What's your last official day?
My last official day is May 1st, which to me is hilarious because it's International Workers Day and I usually make a point of never working on May 1st, but you have to work your last day. So I'm going to just
go to a Zoom meeting
and do some paperwork and fill out some forms and just be around for Asia and the next program director and be on the hiring committee and keep making music loops and editing and whatever it is that folks need, but just in a capacity where I don't have to also organize all of it. Like, I'll still, you know, doing the work is really fun for me still, and I love the KBOO volunteers are an incredible group of people, and so it's really great to keep the relationships and all of that, but I no longer have to organize everything or keep an eye out on the big picture. Because like I said, this is really not, I feel personally in the gift of COVID is that we cannot do things the same way that we have been. Like not only is it, it's just impossible.
Yeah.
It is just so... so we get to actually, you know, like the old KBOO is dead. Sorry, old KBOO.
Yeah.
You know, like there were things that were great about it, but it is gone. And now we get to rebuild the new KBOO into what we really want it to be instead of just sort of dealing with the constraints that we have been working with. It's like, okay, we got a clean slate, and this is a really big gift, even though it's super difficult and there's a lot of pain and struggle and not knowing with it and all of that. It's like the part of like, okay, what we have a little bit of time because this is we're waiting to sort of see what the world will look like. So it's like, let's really use this time appropriately to be like, okay, hey, if we can run things from the automation, then the program director, when someone doesn't show up, doesn't have to get a call, get
at 3 in the morning,
grab records at 3 in the morning, get down to the station, muck around like, oh, where's that Pharoah Sanders 20 minute song? Put on Sanders. And then like get my act together and then do a show that's like as high quality as I would want or expect. And then at 5:30, like say hi to the shining folk people who are always so sweet and happy, nice in that time of the morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to crawl back to my bed and like pass out. And then the next day is slightly ruined or psychedelic depending on
one thing we've talked about, like you and I have talked about, has talked about, like how do we stop that sort of thing so that the program director is no longer super uber burned out all the time from having to keep this erratic schedule. And so one thing we've discovered is, oh yeah, we can still have a live DJ, but if someone doesn't show up because of an emergency, oh, now we can put in this automation thing so that the next program director, we can tell them, you get to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Because you doing that for 8 years over time, you know, it's like, even if, you know, it's a part of your job, it's an exhausting part of your job.
Yeah. And it's important to have, I mean, as we have also noted, one of the things with the COVID is that we're like, we're getting downtime to actually like, you know, I was like, oh, I realize how tired I am and in, you know, my bones or things that like, you know, something would come up and I would just have this reaction that was just like, oh God. You can't have that. You have to be like, okay, here's a problem, let's figure it out. Or like, is this a problem? Do you just need to be heard? Like,
yeah,
let's figure this out together. You as the volunteer actually have the answers. Also, like, how, you know, like I'm trying to be a facilitator. I'm not trying to be like a powerful, you know, program director that's like but it's like, you know, it's your, you know, we say this all the time, but like trying to live it is really hard. We're like, it's your station. So you have this freedom, but you have these responsibilities, and holding people to the responsibility part in the ways that they can is difficult.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, let's, so I do feel like that this has taught, not like this, I think the staff has known this, but this has taught our community like how much we actually do have to work together for the interdependence of of getting things done and getting things made. And I miss being in the station a lot. I miss, you know, like being there with co-DJs and like joking and making fun of each other and having like, you know, just that, like there's like the rapport in the community building. And yeah, so it's nice, but it's also, it's like, oh, I miss it. I'm going to really step up more to have those opportunities and like bringing in live bands, like, you know, on our show, we've been doing that, you know, a fair amount, but it's like, let's have live music all the time. Oh, well, we need live music engineers if we're going to make that happen. Oh, okay. Well, I'm sort of lightly afraid of doing that. Just, for me, it was like, I can't learn how to do one more thing or else I'll never get to leave the station. But now I'm like, well, maybe I'll just be a live music engineer and then we can have live music all the time. Because, like, that's one thing that I really miss is that, like, you know, live bands and that catharticness of it as we're trying to go through this, like, anxiety times with many of our things that we do for cathartic.
That was Erin Yankee, KBOO's program director, and that was just a clip from a longer interview. You can hear the entire interview on our website at kboo.fm. Just go ahead and look up our program page for News from the Boo. Again, we want to give a big thank you to Erin for all her years at KBOO. We're really going to miss seeing her at staff meetings, but glad to know that we'll still be seeing her around the station whenever the station opens up again. But at least we'll all still be able to hear her on the airwaves because in addition to being KBOO's program director for another week or so, Erin is also the host of Life During Wartime, so you can hear that also in the late night. So again, Erin, thank you so much for all the awesomeness and all the people that you led through KBOO in becoming programmers. Really going to miss you. Okay, so make sure you check out that interview at kboo.fm and make sure you tune in again next Wednesday at 5:45 for another edition of News from the Boo.
KBOO supporters, this is Cat Meow, KBOO's board president. Due to the COVID-19 crisis, KBOO has had to cancel our annual spring membership drive. Canceling such an important fundraiser was not an easy choice, but thanks to an anonymous donor, every dollar contributed now through